Welcome to another episode of The Earbuds. This is Nick, and as always, I'm joined on the mic by my co-host Mark. I almost said on the mark by my co-host Mike. What's going on, Mark?
I think we're adhering to our 12 episode schedule
in a year.
So doing great on that front.
Absolutely. How are you enjoying this very wintry February day here?
I hope I have snow day tomorrow, but I know that's not going to happen.
That's a possibility as an adult? Or are you like, make it a snow day?
It would have to be really bad. But there was like, I don't know, emails going out about winter storm updates internally. So
there's nothing quite like that rush as an adult when you see like an all company thread.
Yeah, it's like either something very good or something very bad is happening.
Either way, I'm interested. Follow thread. Hell yeah. All right, we got a fun show coming up. We're going to talk about some recently released singles. Maybe do a little fun segment here in between, and then talk about Tame Impala and Beach Bunny, both of which released new albums this last week. Before we do that, a little housekeeping. Per usual, if you like the pod, please give us a nice 5-star review. Smash that subscribe button. I was thinking maybe we'll give away a little merch to people that post reviews. I've got some extra rap stickers, some cool like music merch, which we might be able to give away depending on how many 5-star reviews we get. But just an idea I'm brewing around here. And then follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EarbudsCast on both of those platforms. Why don't we start with a little Twitter action today? Some man hopped in our mentions saying that Big Sean was a top 5 rapper.
Well, to be fair, you've been doing some mention diving on the account lately. So you hopped into somebody else's mentions, and then
that is true.
Things started.
That is true. Technically, I hopped in the mentions first.
But
we're trying to grow the brand.
I gotta interact.
It's called social media for a reason.
Are you becoming a reply guy?
Yeah. The reply guy.
You gotta go for the holy grail soon. Trump tweets, just say, Sir, who are your top 5 alive?
Oh, just nosedive into notifications.
Sir, the country needs to know.
I don't think I can handle that notification.
That's how you
update.
Get the exposure.
All right, well.
Yeah, but anyway, back to the original point of this. So, yeah, do you know if that guy was talking about, I mean, they're both kind of ridiculous, but top 5 ever or top 5?
Most recently, like currently.
Yeah, because that grouping
either scenario is crazy.
Would. Yes. Yeah, there's just a lot of like stuff there, and I kind of skimmed through it, and I was like, I'm glad I'm not doing this right now.
Oh, it was so fun. So essentially what happened,
you were very patient though, and weren't like,
I wasn't
mean or outwardly trolling. Like I would have lost my she's like, all right, man.
I let everyone else do it. So someone tweeted, just heard some of Big Sean's new material. He found it, man, ... So then a couple guys just go like, man's been cold, Big Sean is average. And then I commented like, just hopping in the mentions early on. Just like, Big Sean's a little corny when he balances well. He's entertaining. That's no big deal. Then some guy hopped at me just like throwing missiles saying that he's never been corny and he's top 5 and hasn't dropped out of that in years, which then just blew up because he said that he could hang with Kendrick, J. Cole, Kanye, and Drake. And Big Sean would be the 5th, which is just, like, absurd.
That grouping, though, is, like...
These 5 have been around since 2010, and although they've had their breaks between albums, they've kept their relevance through a decade. That is just not I don't even know where to unpack stuff.
So that like that grouping, if you listed the if you said somebody's in like a Twitter argument or whatever, and their top five is like those first four, the fifth is either gonna be Eminem, Logic, or Big Sean. Like that is very on brand for somebody who's
Oh, it's
just
super on
like
brand.
it rocks.
It's very funny.
He was more mad though that you said like he has corny lyrics than like the people who are outwardly just like, yeah, he's just bad.
Yeah, I was being like, I was like, I like Big Sean, but like he operates in a space in rap that's just like, he's entertaining and he makes funny songs most of the time.
Yeah.
Like they're
Big Sean
not.
is not worth defending on Twitter. I'm
No, it
sorry.
rocked though. So I'm looking forward to getting off this episode and potentially doing some mention hopping again.
Doing some cyberbullying.
Yeah, a little cyberbully as a treat. Anyway, so that's pretty much all the news and notes, really. That's the news is we're more active on Twitter, so follow us at EarbudsCast. I think Twitter is our platform. I don't have nearly as much fun on Instagram as I do on
Oh
Twitter.
man, Twitter is awesome.
It's
I
much more
really,
our
yeah.
speed.
You can just like find any
Yeah.
dumb conversation you want on Twitter at a moment's notice.
It really is the best. So yeah, follow us, give us a rating, subscribe, do all that good stuff. So now to the main parts of the show. We're gonna bring a segment back, Singles of the Week, where you each pick a song that was released this last weekend or whenever and talk about it. So I'll go first. The Strokes released a single called Bad Decisions. It's very good. And it made me feel very nostalgic, very similar to their early works, right? When they were, I mean, they're headlining stadium tours and whatnot, but kind of like, when they became famous and were just shredding open air music festivals. That's kind of what this reminded me of. And that's my take. I just think it's really, I'm hoping the rest of this album is like that. They haven't released an album in
Yeah.
7 years. So that's
Yeah,
kind
'cause
of what.
sorry.
No, good.
This is like the second single I think
Yeah.
off this upcoming album, and the first one was pretty
It's forgettable.
non-Strokesy, I would
Yeah.
say. I didn't hate it, but it was just like, oh, they're going a different direction,
It
but
wasn't Reptilia, This
yeah.
had much more of that vibe. So I just hope they go back to that. Sometimes you just want a band to do the one thing that you love and not play outside the
Yeah,
core.
especially when it's like a, yeah, you have kind of nostalgia attached to it.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
All right. Mine is from a newer band called Ohm, Chicago-based.
You want to spell it for the people at home? Because it is weird.
That's probably helpful. OHMME.
Yeah, if I asked you just like, oh, hi, like, ohm, and I went to go search, there's no fucking way I would.
Well, typically you would spell it like the unit of resistance, OHM.
Oh.
But anyways, so ohm with two M's and an E. That was good. That was funny. Is a Chicago duo. Their debut album, Parts, came out in 2018 and got a lot of love, especially for the way that they kind of just pushed out in all sorts of styles and sounds throughout the album, which makes for an exciting and interesting listen, engaging listen, one might say. This single, At Night, is more of a just like a straightforward, fun, crunchy rock single. It's like 2.5 minutes, but goes through some fun structural twists and turns and ends with a nice guitar solo. So what more do you want?
Yeah, quick 2 minutes, 30 seconds of fun punk rock, garage rock, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I very much liked this song, so shout out. That's all I got.
Yep.
Yep,
Are we
moving on.
doing albums or segment?
No, let's do segment. Let's do segment
All right.
for sure, because it's another single. Get it? Like that segue,
That's pretty good.
All right, so Billie Eilish released her James Bond song, as a single. It's called No Time to Die, just like the name of the Bond song or the Bond movie coming out in early April. We're gonna do a little five ranking of our top five favorite James Bond songs of all time. That's the segment.
Yeah, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I do. Number five, No Time to Die by Billie
Oh,
Eilish.
wow.
Yeah, I think it, so it's number five. For me, it captures the end of the Daniel Craig era very well. I feel like it's very slow and very moody. And just about, his relationship with the woman of these four movies, which it's sometimes the songs don't mix very well with the movie that they're covering. And in this scenario, I think it does a good job like capturing the mood we're looking for.
Yeah,
Not as
that's
not the pipe. I
fair.
was not expecting her to do this song.
Yeah,
Usually
that
it's someone
was
with some
kind of
pipes.
a cool pick, I think. And
Yeah.
it she said she's like a huge fan, so that's cool.
Yeah.
I would not consider myself a James Bond fan, so this was a fun list. It's like I don't have anything against the movies, and I'll watch them if like, people are watching them. But I just like don't really have any strong opinions about them, so I was just doing some listening this afternoon.
Hell yeah. I did the same thing like this last weekend, and it's really weird to just like go search for all the James Bond songs because they're usually on like
Yeah, I found his
best hits, like
Spotify.
greatest hits of,
Yeah.
Shirley Bassey. Bassey, and you're
Yeah.
like,
Oh man,
well,
she's all over
dude,
that.
she's got four Bond songs. Anyway, all right, what's your number five?
Well, I will say my number one, which we'll get to, I was like, right off the bat, I was like,
Oh,
okay, I know
yeah.
that.
I'm sure it's the same one.
Yeah. So number five, I'm gonna go with "The Living Daylights" by A-ha.
Okay.
And I wanted to like initially put this out ironically, and then I ended up convincing myself it's actually a good James Bond song. So
It's
here we are.
very
I do think
late
it like.
70s.
It has it's yeah it's like kind of like the new wave feel. It's definitely an a-ha song, but it sounds like a James Bond song. I don't
Yeah.
think I've seen that movie,
I have not seen this movie.
but so that's my number five.
Okay, my number four is in a very similar vein. It's A View to a Kill by Duran Duran.
Hell yeah, same.
Yes, that
My
song.
list is so fucking stupid.
That song does actually kind of rock. It's
It's
very
really catchy.
catchy. It's so Duran Duran.
I have seen that one. That one's like the really corny one with like
Yes.
the ski chase, right?
Yes, I
Yeah.
believe that's correct. It's funny when the James Bond theme songs are very like I don't know what I'm looking for. They capture the moment of like the music culture, because like
Yes,
a lot of
yes.
them are just like huge orchestras, crazy good vocals, and like that kind of stands the test of time and like fads and stuff in music. But then you have like A-ha and Duran Duran, where it's just like a few to a kill.
Yeah, there's kind of like a
it's not the same.
like some like Billie Eilish definitely did the route of
Yeah, make it
okay,
last.
they enlisted me, I'm gonna make a James Bond song.
Yes.
Like Duran Duran and a-ha were just like, okay, we're gonna make a song and we'll think of James Bond as we're doing it, but we're definitely making a song for ourselves.
Yeah, it's more of a Duran Duran song than it is a Bond song, but yeah, it rocks. All right, do you want to do number
Respect.
three then? That was number your number four also.
Yeah.
Okay.
So also real quick before
Yeah.
we are done with this segment, a lot of these songs are really bad and boring,
Yes. Well, let's get
I would
into. I do
say.
have one that is like one of the worst songs I've ever heard. That I
What's that one?
Die Another Day by Madonna.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh. Man, it is so bad. It's hard to even like describe, honestly. It's very reminiscent though of, that was the word I was looking for earlier, reminiscent. It's very reminiscent of the Pierce Brosnan years though, because most of those movies suck.
Yes, but one of the best video games of all time, so
One of the greatest video games of all time.
I think we came out on top in that exchange.
The handshaking Twitter emojis.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. My number three is by the previously mentioned Shirley Bassey with Goldfinger. Just a classic James Bond song that even in like if you're not a huge fan, you know what like it is. And it's great and it's like a very vintage sound.
Also my number three.
Cool. I think we're shaping up to have the top four
Dude, we
the
should have we you know what we should have done
Is it
is
draft?
a draft would have been more fun, maybe, or actually told each other what to just put as our top five and pretended like it was.
Yeah, well, that would have involved
Oh.
me doing this before
Yeah.
2:30 this afternoon, so.
Hey, you prepared. You prepared. Yeah, we should have done a draft. This would have been way harder. All right, next time. Good notes. You know, we're only on episode 51. We've got a lot of
Yeah,
episodes in the
we
bag.
can burn through some honorable mentions
Yeah.
at the end here.
Okay, my number three is Goldfinger, Shirley Bassey. Just Goldfinger. Bah, bah, bah. So good.
Yeah,
So
the
iconic.
horns, love
Oh,
it.
so iconic.
All right, what's your
All
number
right.
two then?
Skyfall by Adele. Is that yours?
Yeah.
Yes, let's lucky.
We've got the same list besides
Oh,
number five.
that rocks. Oh, so is your number one also Paul
Yeah.
McCartney? Okay,
But let's
there's
not
only.
breeze past Adele,
No,
those pipes.
let's talk about Adele.
That's a good one when you're just walking around at home alone, just like shouting, Skyfall!
Yes, it is. Absolutely. This is a ballad. Actually,
Yeah.
just like a good song I would listen to.
Yeah, I don't
Just like
really.
number one.
I've seen the movie. I don't really remember what happens, but
Well,
good
it's start. Isn't
song.
this the start of the Daniel Craig? Or no, that's Casino
No,
Royale. That's the Chris.
it's the third one. Yeah. Wow, he's gonna be in five already. That's crazy.
Yeah, and he's out. No time to
Yeah.
die.
All right, let's talk about Live and Let Die, because what a heater of a song.
Great song. Just a great rock song.
Yeah, it's so good that Guns N' Roses covered it. What more do you want?
Yeah, and you can find it on.
I saw this song performed live. It was Paul McCartney. You know, this was a few years ago now, but still an old Paul McCartney just shredding with like 10-foot flames shooting up from the stage next to him. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome.
This has got to be, along with Goldfinger, the most iconic James Bond song. Like that really quick.
Yeah.
Da-na-na, da-na-na, da-na. You hear
Oh,
that on the radio so much.
it
It's
just
everywhere.
rips.
It does rip. Oh man, we should have done a draft. This would have been really tough.
Yeah, so like honorable mentions, like drafted would be Chris Cornell, You Know My Name. That's the Casino Royale
Yeah,
one.
that's a Casino Royale song.
I think that was kind of trying to chase what Live and Let Die did, but it's not as like upbeat
No.
and fun. I was gonna like put this on, but I thought it was kind of cheesy. Cheating is just the James Bond theme.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't really count.
It says it's from Dr. No. Is that the first one?
I think that's the first like one they had. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean that's you
I'm
gotta
not
come
a
into
big enough
that.
James Bond buff to
There's so
know.
many movies.
They're on 25.
Is the Tina Turner GoldenEye supposed to be like good? Because I didn't like it.
I don't think it's supposed to be good.
Dishonorable mention.
Yeah, like, dude, there's some real stinkers. James
Yeah,
Bond
with
songs.
like big names too.
Huge names. Like the Sheryl Crow song, bad.
Yes, which
Bad song.
is I is the garbage one is like fine,
Yeah.
but yeah, the
Alicia
sh
Keys and Jack White had a duet, which I also thought was bad.
Yeah, Another Way to Die is.
The
How do you keep coming up with these titles,
different
honestly?
ways to die. I want to be in that creative room. Give me a couple White Claws and be like, all right, we need another way to die.
This late into the 21st century, you're gonna have to be pretty creative. But I don't think, I'm not seeing a whole. Shirley Bassey again, Diamonds Are Forever.
Oh, that's that was an
really
for me.
Really just like give me the first, 5 seconds and then transition into a Kanye song.
Yes, I love that's it. Exactly. it's only would have made my list just to have the other, because of its impact on Kanye.
Yeah.
That song rips.
Wild when you hear like a sample that is like it's just sampled so straight from the source that when you do hear the source you're like, whoa, they just took it.
Like, yeah, it's like not cut up and sped up at all. It's just like it is that.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Let's get into it.
No more time to pod. Just kidding. All right. We're gonna talk about Tame Impala first. Does that work with you?
Sure.
Work into your take schedule. All right, so Tame Impala, they released their, Kevin Parker, released his fourth studio album under the Tame Impala umbrella. It's titled The Slow Rush. This is a follow-up to Currents, which came out in 2015, so a little five-year wait. That album was very critically acclaimed, kind of launched Kevin Parker into, like, Kevin Parker status, what we know him as now, stadium tour, headlining Coachella. He really started picking it up.
You could say he hit the currents of the zeitgeist. Didn't come together.
Wow, I thought that was gonna go somewhere.
Nope.
All right. I mean, high level for me, I didn't like it.
Oh.
I don't really like it.
The rare outright negative take on this podcast.
Yeah.
Usually it's just like, didn't like it, let's not record.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're huge. We got to talk about it. I felt it was a little dull and it's a little corny. And here is why I say that. I love Tame Impala previous to this because they have these like really trippy beats with like a one-man show producing and making everything over like kind of melodic sad boy lyrics. You know, like it's usually pretty introspective and like sad stuff, which is like just kind of like interesting to listen to. This was just like, let's go buy a house in Miami. Do 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 do.
I don't like that. On the opening track, him like 365 days. 12
yeah, dude,
months. It's like just takes me out of it every time.
Yes, like one more year. It sounds like a Marshmello opening to like a concert or something.
Yeah,
like Calvin Harris would make this.
So I.
This is poor version of Daft Punk.
I've certainly seen that criticism, and I don't care about the lyrics in Tame, like at like any Tame Impala lyrics. I've just kind of like never gone to Kevin Parker for that. I'm just like in it for his production and kind of the way, just like how much stuff he manages to pack in while making it seem like almost zen-like and very psychedelic. So I guess like to me personally, like the lyrics, I don't care about. That really doesn't affect me. I like the album. I don't know if I like it as much as Currents or even Lonerism or Inner Speaker, but I like it. I've listened to it a lot. So I think it's a nice kind of.
Yeah, but okay. So my point about the lyrics, it's not like you go to, you're not going to Tame Impala for the lyrics. But in my opinion, what's made them so different is these like psychedelic, trippy rock songs with like The Less I Know the Better, New Person, Same Old Mistakes. What else am I looking for? I can't think of the other songs now. But it's just like, kind of like introspective things that are happening. Let It Happen even is like,
yeah, that's like
it's just like a part of the whole thing.
My counterpoint would be like probably the only Tame Impala lyrics I actually know are like the ones off Currents that are just like the titles of the songs that he says over and over.
So the other reason, maybe, well, now we're gonna get into one here, maybe not. It's like the other reason I don't totally love this album is I don't know any song on here that is gonna be that I would like put on at a party or like the stadium tour. Like Let It Happen, The Less I Know the Better are just crazy amazing songs.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like they're those songs are perfect.
Like I understand with it. I agree with that. Even. Yeah. I just think he just kind of swerved in a different direction.
Yeah, but I think that's interesting after like 5 years.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting because he was his kind of quotes about like I'm gonna perfect pop music or whatever. I don't know if that was specifically about this album or a future project, but this is much less poppy than Currents.
Yeah,
and I would say it kind of blends like Inner Speaker and Lonerism are more vibey, but not as like production heavy, I would say. And this is more kind of like the Currents sound, just like tone the melodies down a lot and just like focus on like vibes and kind of like heavy synths and stuff. And I liked it. I thought it was an interesting extension of it. But that's like, yeah, you're not gonna, there's a couple on here where like I feel like Breathe Deeper and Lost in Yesterday are both really catchy, but Breathe Deeper and a lot of the songs on here have kind of like extended structures and weird codas where it's not like, yeah, like you're not gonna put it on at a party.
No.
So I don't know, like, yeah, I guess it's just expectations. And so, yeah, your question here was it worth waiting 5 years for this? And so your answer is no, right?
Yeah, my answer would be no. Like, these just seem like things that you could crank out right after headlining or Coachella. Just be like, here you go, Animals, have at it, get the streams up.
Yeah, so my...
Like, this doesn't, move the needle in any way for me.
That's fair. My... This is sort of a... almost dodging the question, maybe, but, like, my answer was, like, I wasn't really outright waiting 5 years for this because I thought Currents was very good and very listenable, and I kind of constantly go back to that. So,
yeah, I guess it's less.
My thing was like, Kevin Parker's going to release music when he does, and I'll check it out then.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like, I don't know. I think it's an interesting addition to the discography. And it's definitely not. If you were expecting Currents 2, that's not what it is.
Yeah, or something experimental. I don't know. This just seems like a mail it in, but whatever.
It slots in interestingly, I think, with the previous three.
But he did just get married.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah, he's going to go buy a house in Miami.
Kind of goes back into our pointless sort of wondering about recording processes and stuff, and like how much time of that 5 years was he working on this. And he's like, yeah, known to be a perfectionist, and I think Pitchfork mentioned that he was tweaking it the week before, so who knows. But I enjoyed it. It's not I don't think it'll be discussed in December from
myself. I was just gonna say I don't think this has many legs for me outside of like the next couple of weeks.
That's fair. Yeah, I liked Breathe Deeper and Lost in Yesterday a lot, and I'll go back occasionally, but I think I'll probably be going back to the other three more often.
Yeah, I think I just posted that this is my like fourth favorite album of the year, and that's because like not a lot of other good stuff has happened yet.
That's fair.
But anyway, yeah, that's our Tame Impala. Listen to it. See what you have to say, I guess.
Let's get into an album that you did like.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So Beach Bunny, Chicago's power pop group, released their debut album called Honeymoon, and it fucking rips.
Yeah, is that your take?
Yeah, that is my take.
It's a heater.
Yeah, it's a heater. It's just like it's really great. Punk is the wrong word because it's not punk music. It's definitely power pop. It's like
power pop.
Yes. Yeah, it's very similar to Charlie Bliss because it's like pop music that uses a lot of guitar. They find a way to use like
strong
instruments.
Riffs. Yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to like techno or synths is what I mean. So they do a lot of like actual music. But it's really great. I think through and through, you'll find like solid lyrics, which I think are tough to do in that space, like that category of music. Great lyrics, makes you feel a certain way. The songs are all different sorts of like flows, melodies. They're segmented a little differently, so you're not going to get bored, and it's also not really long. So it's just like a perfect little album, honestly.
Yeah, I would
Cuffing
say,
Season is a very fun song also. It's great.
Yeah. You kind of like hit it pretty close when you said, talked about like the riffs and such. I'd say it's like no frills. Like you can at any point just be like, all right, like this guitar is doing this, the bass is doing this, like the drums are doing this. There's like, that's like what it is. There's not a ton of production on it, but it's super catchy and like almost so all of the upbeat tracks, I would say, which is still the majority of the 9 songs, have like, I think all of the upbeat tracks have just awesome hooks. Like they were 7 for 7, like, probably on just like catchiness of the hooks. Like yeah. if you stopped listening to the album like after any of those tracks, that it would, the hook would be stuck in your head.
True.
And like, yeah, you mentioned the lyrics are just very, they're heartfelt, but like also just upfront and just very blunt. It's not like they're not really disguised in metaphors or anything. It's stuff like, how could you love someone and leave when you're all alone in your bedroom? Do you ever think of me?
Yeah.
Like,
well, they're very
upfront.
I think,
and
so she's 23, the lead singer, slash kind of like brainwork of the group. And I think that has part to do with it. It's just like there's not a lot of like maybe years of experience in like relationship building to have like all these crazy metaphors. It's just like, this is exactly how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I do think it's interesting. A lot of the songs don't deal. So I wrote this down the other day, and I don't think it's quite how I want to phrase it, but they don't deal directly with the relationship, but a lot of them feel with how you view yourself.
Yeah.
A lot, and like how it, like the relationship is making you feel, and not necessarily the song is about the other person.
Yep.
That's
true.
Makes sense. It's a lot of kind of like adjacent like emotions and like thoughts about being in a relationship. And then Cloud Nine is kind of the more traditional like happy love song to end the album. But yeah, so I think it's very, yeah, you kind of mentioned it's maybe from her young age. She hasn't dealt with a lot, but it's very like relatable and kind of just,
it's super
upfront.
Relatable, and I think it's because it's not like soaked in metaphors and hidden agendas. It's just like nice 3-piece band, easy to digest lyrics, but in delivered to you in a unique enough way that you feel like you haven't heard it before, you know.
Yes.
So yeah, this will remain on the list for a while.
I've listened to it so many times.
It's very good, and it's so easy to listen to. That's like what I can't get over, is every song's like just about 3 minutes. So you get through it in like 25, 30 minutes. You know, sometimes you like, you don't want to see an hour and 18 minute Lil Wayne album and be like, all right, I'm gonna listen to this whole thing. Like, you're not gonna do that. When do you have an hour and 18 minutes straight to like listen to it? And you're not gonna listen to half and then pick it up again later. Like, you're just on your way to work, you're on your way to the gym, you're on your way to lunch. Like, you've got 30 minutes. That's like perfect.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that's about all I have for Beach Bunny. I thought I was going to talk more about it, but I think we are both succinct, much like the album. And hopefully we got a point across, because it's fantastic.
Yeah, I think that was a good discussion. Very good album. Maybe many of the youths have heard of them before, because they did have a little viral TikTok song.
Oh, really? What song?
Prom Queen.
Oh.
It's a single that was released 2 years ago, I believe.
Feels so old.
Not on this album, but went viral last year on TikTok. She actually tweeted out today, like, if one more fucking person asks me about being the TikTok band, I'm gonna fucking punch throat that, like, throat punch them. And I was like, oh Jesus. So I didn't really want to bring it up, but I thought that tweet was really funny, which is mostly why I brought it up. So anyway, follow them on Twitter too; they're hilarious.
All right,
that does it for the episode. Thanks for listening. Rate and subscribe. Otherwise, we'll see you in a few days. Mark, we're recording.
Oh, yeah.
We need to talk about Kamaya.
First.
We need to talk about Kamaya.
It's a good album.
Dude. All right, let's book it. I'm putting it on your calendar.
All right.
All right. Later, buds.